Well, how we went through an hour so quickly, I'll never understand. Why does this show go so quickly?
Too fast.
Is it too fast? Yeah. It does go too fast some days, but we are so thankful to be a part of it, and y'all keep showing up, so I guess you are too. Appreciate it, as Andy Griffith would say. Back to Billy at State Farmers Market. Billy, you got any more vegetables you want to share with us? I bet you got some mountain apples. And what are y'all learning more about the crop out there, how much it was damaged and so forth?
Well, a lot of the orchards out there took a good beating. And Sugarloaf, which is one of our apple vendors here, they basically lost a lot of apples off the trees just from the hard wind and rain.
Yeah, they're much farther north than the Hendersonville area, where a lot of the apples are grown, where probably most of the orchards are down in that area. But there are some in the northern foothills and northern mountains or Taylorsville.
Well, I was at Taylorsville yesterday at the shop there.
Not yesterday. You were with me.
Okay. The day before.
Day before, yeah.
And they had a couple new varieties of apples there. Linda takes an apple a day in her oatmeal. She's like you, Mike. She eats oatmeal every day and loves to cut up an apple in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I go through and I got 10 varieties, two of each variety that day from the Taylorsville.
Well, what is Linda's favorite?
She doesn't know.
There. Okay.
She likes them all.
Yeah.
She likes them
now,
all.
I like the Stamen Winesap and the Arkansas Blacks.
I like Arkansas Black,
because they're a little more hard and tart.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What I prefer. But there are so many varieties
now.
Yeah,
I mean, I just like the old-fashioned Pink Lady, Gala.
Yeah.
They're just yum, 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 yum.
And so Linda likes to cut up apples in her oatmeal, and you just like to cut up.
Yeah,
is that the way it goes in the Edmonton household?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got apples, and what else you got down there?
Well, we got pie pumpkins, a large variety of different pie pumpkins.
Yeah, I guess they're running some deals on pumpkins right now, aren't they, down there?
Pie pumpkins, they're in season basically from...
Well, that's true. The pie pumpkins are, yeah. What about Christmas trees? What is the latest on the Christmas tree industry? I know that the trees are available, but it's the transportation that can be the problem for some, especially the bigger ones that had to bring the transfer trucks up.
We had reached out and talked to some of our tree vendors that will be coming in, and don't seem like they will have a problem. They figured out where they can get in and out from the farm to the highway. So they had to do a little detour in here and there. But.
Yeah. Well, they keep, I mean, it's amazing what they have already done, what the DOT has done up there with roads. They've got, there were 1,500 or 2,000 roads that were just really messed up, and they've gotten that straightened out. They've made roads. I saw a thing. There were some West Virginia coal miners that had had come down and helped build a road that was a mile long down in Chimney Rock area to try to help people. But there are 300 and some roads that are still have problems up there, but there are a lot of businesses. I mean, you need to call ahead and the places you like to go, but there are a lot of places. The Mass Store's open.
Yeah.
Amazingly at Valley Cruces.
Yeah, I'm just amazed at that. And, that's a river bottom there.
Yeah, but they have some kind of barrier that they put up. My son was, because he was up in that area volunteering for Samaritan's Purse, and he said they had some kind of flood thing.
Oh, I'm just amazed at that.
You see smart people up there. Yeah, they know how to survive.
Yeah, I've seen that bottom there where, especially the Mass Store Annex, just in years past, full. And by the way, you're speaking of DOT. I can't begin to tell you what a great job they've done. That department deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Doing miraculous things.
Well,
state
government has done a wonderful job, and we've got one of the best emergency. I mean, they're recognized as one of the best emergency management groups in the country. And there are a lot of states who can learn from what we've accomplished, and there are people who are still hurting. Still down east and in the mountains for one reason or another.
But. You know, they have to be so diversified because, I mean, we have
three
regions in North Carolina, so it's certainly...
Well, the coast is bad enough having to deal with flatlands and all that water, but when you get up into landslides and...
Right, the big difference in soil...
Yeah.
From, you know, coastal Piedmont mountains.
Right.
I mean,
it's tremendous.
All different.
Yeah.
It's not one size fits all.
And we find that for things growing. But so up at the market, I should say you got plants. Speaking of plants, you got plenty of plants down there. So you will, the bottom line is you'll have plenty of Christmas trees this year.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you most of the year have plenty of plants, and I'm sure you have plenty today.
We do. I was down at Long Hills this morning. He said to tell everybody that don't believe the myth that you only can plant during the spring. The fall is the time to plant these.
Amen. We've said that so many times.
Amen. Now, you're going to do it now. You better do some watering. be prepared to do a little watering, which I'm going to do this afternoon.
Yeah.
Plants slowing down, so that's... Also,
old John and Long Hill Farms. That's a great operation down there. John knows how to grow some plants.
Yeah, he does. He's very generous too.
He's very very generous. Yeah. He always brings us some plants when we come out there. So yeah,
been knowing him a long time.
He knows it all.
You know, he used to have his nursery out in Willow Springs.
Everything's out in Willow Springs. I'm surprised that's not a metropolitan area with a courthouse or something. But they're still unincorporated, aren't they?
I think so. Yeah. Billy, have you got some good peanuts out there?
We do. There's they've got some green peanuts and got some where's already been cooked and seasoned and ready by the scoop.
I don't want any green ones.
I'm not a boiled peanut guy. I never have liked them.
I've never been able to warm up to those either, but I'm always open.
Me and my dad liked them.
Yeah.
Another great root crop to grow, and I'm sure that Billy can attest to this, being out at the market, but radish. I mean, you can still sow the seed now, but I had my cousin sowed some radish seeds. Oh, gosh, it was probably... about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, but
and they're great. They're awesome.
I got some salted peanuts in one hand. I got radishes in the other. which do you think I'm going to go after first? Which do you think I might chunk?
Well, they're two different. One's on the salad.
I don't know.
It's fun to grow.
Okay, well,
your own.
I'll believe that. There but eating radishes, it's kind of like beets.
You're putting them in the salad.
I bet you.
Well,
Melissa,
it might be like eating kale.
I don't know. Melissa loves beets.
I love beets, too.
I do, too. Pickle beets.
She just likes beets. I don't know if she likes radishes. I've never heard her talk about that.
I've been eating a beet every morning.
Well, you know, they have a lot of advertisement on the beet.
It's not pickled, but yeah.
They're good for you.
They are. I got a three-pack of them at Costco, so I said,
that's
what?
Brain food.
I'm going to eat a beet every morning until I run out.
Huh. Mm.
So you think you can chase them with?
Eat you a raw turnip. Eat you a raw turnip.
I like turnip salad.
Do you?
A little fat back, but I like turnip salad. But the turnips, I think it all goes back to Nashville Elementary where we had mushy rutabagas and mushy
mustard
turnips
greens,
and,
yeah.
right out of the can, and that just shut me down forever. So, Billy, you like rutabagas and turnips?
No. My wife loves rutabagas.
That didn't take long.
Man of my own faith.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, are they in the same category as kale with me, Billy?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're setting your ways on that like I am.
I mean, Billy perked up when I said rutabagas and turnips. No. So you feel strongly about that.
I don't eat rashes. We have them down there. I saw them this morning. I don't even like to mention them.
Yeah. They're a little sharp, I think.
They're a little good.
Yeah. But up in the market shops, there's something else, that the bread.
I believe we can find something.
Oh, man. Or about anything they have at the market grill or the market bakery.
I'm going by the market after I leave here and going to pick up some of that bread, going to an 80th birthday party tonight.
Are you
going
to get cinnamon bread or just regular?
I think I'm just going to get some sourdough.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
that's
I'll probably
good.
Get a few other things.
Yeah, so, get apple jacks.
I want to say happy birthday to my friend Dee. Today is her birthday, and I'm.
Is she 80? Is she?
No. She's like my age, but my friend Ann Smith. Her birthday party's tonight, and her birthday's November 4th, so happy birthday to Miss Ann as well.
Do either one of them listen to The Weekend Gardener?
I think Dee is right now. And
okay.
I know
happy birthday to Dee.
And I know our buddy Pamela is listening
Pam, it was nice seeing you.
Yeah, and
Pam.
Her mother-in-law, Miss Ann Walker in Anger, she's listening this morning. So hello,
morning to everybody in Anger.
That's right.
I was Grand Marshal in the Anger Christmas Parade one time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was great. I had a ball doing that. That's a nice area. Dennis Rogers lived down around Anger.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, you were also the Grand Marshal one time, a little town we drove through yesterday.
The Spring Hub for the Pumpkin Festival.
Yes.
Mike Wheelis and me.
Yeah.
Because we both, Wheelis has Nash County connections, and I grew up there. So, yeah, we were, that was in like 2011, 2010, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
We had a ball, and I saw Betty Lane Evans. On she was among the crowd, and I recognized her, and she was Miss North Carolina in like 59, 60, something like that.
Wow.
Beautiful lady, grew up in Spring Hope, and the Bass Farms and all these people down there. Yeah, I have close ties to Spring Hope too, just like Nashville.
Okay. Yeah, we were right by that wonderful sausage place, Billy.
Bass Farm sausage ain't nothing better. I mean, yeah. So, they have some good sausage and other products out at the farmer's market that you can. They do have sausage there at Nahunta, don't they?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite sausage.
Yeah.
My favorite sausage.
All right. So you got the market restaurant, you got the farmer's market restaurant, you got the seafood restaurant, you got Super Sod. Logan's is coming in 25, and you just got it all going at the farmer's market, Billy.
We do. And that yellow and white tent there beside the seafood restaurant, we have already got people, they've been setting up this week. They have so many Christmas wreaths in there. And whether you're a State fan or UNC fan or whatever, they have something for everybody in that tent. Amazing.
Okay.
Well, you always have something going on. You go to State Farmers Market website, and you have I guess a calendar of events. And
yeah, we got a couple of events coming up. I know Mike's going to be out here for this next Saturday. Mike, you need to come out here. We got the K Food Festival, Korean food.
Oh, you know, Rufus went out for that last year.
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to attend, but you were talking about how good all of the food
it was.
You tried.
The food
was
great. They had the costumes.
Korean food is wonderful.
I did a little Korean dance.
I'd like to see that.
I would love to see that.
More of a shuffle.
Wouldn't you like to see that, Billy?
I would.
Yeah. Well, Billy, I appreciate you joining. What nice conversation as always with you.
One more thing
is fine.
The next weekend, the 15th through the 17th, is our fall craft fair.
Oh, man.
About 100 craft vendors alone, not counting.
That's right. Old Gerald will be out there with his bottles.
Yeah. Not that bottle, but the ones he decorated.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I tried to get him to sell filled bottles and the lights as an accessory. You'd have to get an alcohol license, I think, for that. So, all right, Billy, take her easy now.
Y'all have a good one. Y'all come see it.
Yes, sir. We sure will. You know, all of the problems that you could have with your car could be prevented if you go to King's Auto Service. A little preventive maintenance. I'm sure your doctor tells you that all the time. If you just get checked up, we can get things nipped in the bud. Well, they can do the same thing with your vehicle. At King's Auto Service, get you a little fall checkup. Items like even like wiper blades, but brakes and tires, for goodness sake, get them to check those. And the cabin air filters, and especially if you haven't had them check since last spring, where you had all that pollen out there, and they can check any part of the car. They can prevent a lot of big problems that you're going to pay for dearly later on. If you have a hybrid vehicle, they have certified hybrid technicians at King's, ready to diagnose and give you available options for a high voltage battery pack replacement for less than the dealer will charge for that replacement. And you know, this might occur 150,000 miles or so, but that hybrid vehicle can go on forever without a battery change. And speaking of batteries, that 12-volt battery in your car could be a problem, too. I don't think they last as long as they used to. Maybe 3 years. You need to check them. And that's one thing that they can do is a free battery check, battery analysis there. King's Auto Service, easy to find at 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh. And at kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. Well, it's 9:27 here on WPTF Weekend Gardener. We're talking about bulbs off the air. We're talking about the darndest things this morning. What, you know, the lawns, I know you don't care as much about lawns as some of the other horticulturists do, but I mean, do you have warm season grass?
No, I do not. Other than,
do you care about lawn grass that much in your
of
landscape?
Course. Not my personal landscape,
but
I'm more.
I know you know about
right,
all
but I'm
of
more. I'm more of a wooded person, but I do like swatches of turf, and I mean it serves more than just an aesthetic purpose, but it, you know, is a good filter system. It slows water down, erosion, all of that.
Yeah.
But I do love me some warm season grass. Absolutely. Especially that
it's
out on the
really
golf course.
It's a really good investment. I'm sure you do.
I've been playing a couple of days a week. So I
have
can,
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can appreciate some nice turf. But but yes, now's the time. Well, actually, we're getting past time. But most people should have, if they're doing fescue, had already sowed it or sown it. But I'm sure they're having to do some watering. Because it is so dry.
Oh my gosh!
So
you know,
dry.
Superside would probably be the best place to.
Oh yeah.
Get them
the
to get some sod, because don't try to plant any seed now,
right?
Because
right.
The leaves are dropping, and you just that's a mess, because you can't rake up those seedlings, and you can't, you know, some of these blowers will blow the seeds out of the ground.
I had a Facebook memory that came up. Yesterday and 2 days ago, and it was right before you guys did a remote at the Garden Hut. So today would have traditionally been Garden Hut's 23rd annual Christmas party.
Oh,
but
wow.
I believe Logan's is maybe doing one downtown and at the Logan Garden Hut next week. But anyway, my memory was I had just finished planting 22 pallets of sod.
Wait a second and hold that thought, and we'll be back
all right
with a Weekend Gardener and Nelsa's story. We're back on WPTF. Mike Rayleigh here. Rufus likes pockets in his shirts, as I think most men do. And I'll tell you, if you want to find a shirt, an A1 Class A Best of All shirt, Getman Brothers or some of those great names, you can find it at Ashworth Clothing in Fuquay Varina. And I'm here to tell you that that's some fine stuff there, Rufus. And I know you've done a lot of business.
I just love that store. I have on a pair of khakis I bought there at least 10 years ago. And I think I said last time they got holes in them from cigarette burns and this and that. But I love them. And if Steve doesn't have it, he'll get it. And he will not let you leave that store unless you are satisfied with everything you've done. And I can't wait to get back there and make sure. I know I will get some shirts there that have pockets in them at Steve's. So you and I need to make a road trip there soon.
We absolutely do. We're going to do that. And they've been in business since 1937. Steve is the third generation of Ashworth. Rufus and Cornelius Ashworth started the store.
You told me that, yeah.
Rufus.
I had no idea.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah, cross-bearer in the Bible.
And then the second generation was Skinny and Jimmy.
I loved me some Skinny.
Skinny, yeah. And Jimmy Ashworth.
Yeah.
And then it was Jimmy's son, Steve,
mm-hmm.
who's been running it for a long time. And what a fashion. If you... You just have to have such an eye for color combinations. You've got to have so many qualities that everybody doesn't have to be in Steve's business and to be able to pick out clothing for individuals.
I mean, and Skinny, he was close to honing in on 100, and you always saw him dressed just to the nines. Just
of course, perfect. Everybody is there.
And Steve as well. I love when I see Steve, he almost always has, what do they call it, the measuring tape around his neck. He will fit you, fit you. He's
right.
Helped.
Yeah.
There's no telling how many high school young men he has helped over the years and for their high school wears and then for their weddings.
And if you're not shaped the right way, they will leave a little bit
mm-hmm.
where you need it. See, everybody can't be straight up and down.
Nope.
No, Steve's not even straight up and
so
down.
So they can, I mean, when they fit you, they're going to fit you so you're going to look good. And I was just looking at a photo here on their website of the color combinations as a checked shirt with a pink tie. It's kind of a light blue, kind of Carolina blue shirt and pink tie and a sport coat. Oh, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's an awesome place. I'm so
And these
happy.
Are clothes that will last you. They're classic clothes. And
well, I have this, as I tell you, this pair of pants, 10 years old. There's the hole, Nelsa.
Okay, it's a cigar hole.
Yeah, it's a cigar hole. But they're so comfortable.
Yeah.
Y'all
well, they're made right.
You can go get you some seersuckers for this coming Springs Ensemble.
I know it.
He's got fine
clothing. Is there a color seersucker suit that you don't have?
I have them all except I don't have a pink one. I have chartreuse. I have about five different colors, but I don't have a pink one.
I have a friend at church, Mike Penick, who has a pink seersucker.
Yeah. It takes a heck of a man to wear a pink seersucker.
He's a man.
Yeah.
It looks good on him.
Well, it feels good, too. And with the summers we're getting around here,
I know.
I'll be wearing a seersucker in December if this
keeps
on.
Do you ever wear boats? You can get you a lot of boat ties. I've never seen so many ties in my life at Ashworth's.
Yeah.
But you can get bow ties. Do you know how to tie a bow tie, Rufus?
I do not. I've never worn one but one time in my life.
Yeah.
A bow tie?
Yeah.
You know,
and it was a clip on it, that.
Jerry Clower played football, I guess, at the University of Mississippi. And they went to a bowl game one time down in New Orleans, and he said he was they had to go to a banquet, and he was wearing a tux, and he said, just a country boy. He never, and it was a tie. He had to tie the bow tie. He didn't know how to tie it. He was out on the elevator, and he asked the guy who was on the elevator with him. He said, you know how to tie this tie? And he said the guy threw him on the ground and tied his tie. He said, what in the world did you do that for? He says, well, I'm an undertaker. And that's that's how I usually do it. So
that's funny.
Tying a tie is like tying your shoe laces, but it's hard for some people to grasp. But they can teach you, and yeah. It's an art to make them look right. They can teach you at Ashworth Clothing, but they are in downtown on Main Street in Fuquay Varina, such a beautiful town, a growing town. So 210 South Main Street, Fuquay Varina. Ashworth's Clothing.
I just was thinking too, you walk in there and there's a certain wonderful smell to the
and it's
place.
An elegance.
Yeah. And the creaking wood floors, yeah. Old floors. I love it. It's just such a classic there. I'm telling you.
Everything's classic.
Yeah, I can tell Mike and they're headed down there on a
Friday job. Absolutely.
Y'all better call me.
We'll call you.
We'll have lunch there.
There you go.
All right. Dave is in Princeton. Dave, appreciate you hanging in there. How can we help you? How's everything in Princeton today?
Actually, I'm now almost through LaGrange. I've been on hold.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my that's my bad, as they say. I'm sorry about that.
Well, one of my friends is having an art exhibit in LaGrange Art Center today. I'm going there to support. I have two questions. I want to ask Mr. Bruce. At the very end, if I can. But
yeah, you can do most anything you want there, Dave.
Well, I'll go ahead and ask Mr. Rufus the first one. Then, do you ever feel like you need to go back to Newton's grave and say you ain't seen nothing yet?
Oh, absolutely. That my friend Norman Cheek and Boone would say that at the Toyota dealer said, "You ain't seen nothing yet."
What the?
But I used to fix your office machines when you were running for governor. You had very nice people. I never met you.
You never met Rufus?
Well, I'd love to meet you, Dave.
Well, you have now, sort of, Dave.
Yeah. But a question I do have is, I have a white pine tree. It's my Christmas tree in the front yard. It's 30 years old. Last year it turned brown some, but this year it's like 95% brown needles on it. So I took a 5-gallon bucket, drilled a little hole in it, and I'm slowly putting water around it, so it'll add water for like a couple of hours. And then put a little bit of my pecan tree fertilizer, 5-5-5 and 4% zinc, in just a handful of it in the bucket so it dissolves the water, and just a half a teaspoon of Imidapro that works through the root system in case there's any bad bugs in the tree. But what can I do to help my white pine that I've had?
Well, I'm not going to answer this scientifically, Dave, but I can tell you, white pines, I grew up with white pines in the mountains, and you are lucky to have one live here for 30 years.
Yeah,
fantastic.
It is.
I had one time, one as a Christmas tree wrapped up in burlap, planted it, and a storm took it out, but I got a good 15 years out of it, and Nelson will have your answer, but I think you had... If you had that thing living a white pine down here for 30 years, you have been very blessed.
Well, thank you. I like it. I put Christmas lights on it every year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it, for some reason, I'm not sure if it has to do with the clay soil, because I've certainly seen them in sandy soils, but they just don't live as long in this particular area. I believe it has something to do with, phytophthora root rot. And it's good that you had put the imidachlorophen because, it can get borers. But you said it's 95% brown?
Yes, ma'am.
It's dead.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to call it dead yet. It sounded like my dad. When he died, I told him, before he died, I'm going to drive you through Parker's parking lot. You don't move. I know you're gone.
Yeah.
Parker's barbecue, but
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But
you had to bring up Parker's barbecue.
I know.
Didn't you? Yeah. I want some barbecue. Whew.
But
well,
white...
I was talking to Ruth, too. He's on the phone. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's here. Yeah. Yeah, well, Rufus,
I'm a Wilbur's barbecue. I'm a Wilbur's guy, too,
yeah.
Dave.
Ate there the other night.
So. Yeah.
But white pines, again, their longevity in this area, I actually remember having a professor tell me, like, 15 years. So I think they live longer than that because I know where several beautiful white pines are, but yes, they can have some issues. So, you know, like Rufus said, if you got 30 years out of it, you did pretty good. And I would be, you know, curious to know if or when you give up the other 5%, if it succumbed to root issues or some type of borer or fungus or what.
I think it's just too doggone hot down this way for a white pine to thrive. Now, out there at the Bluff, Nelson, they've got some out there. But what's that place called in Blake County?
Hemlock.
Hemlock.
Yeah, they've got some out there.
Hemlocks, too.
It's a totally little environmental oasis there.
It's like the mountains.
But just think about how much you enjoyed that thing, Dave.
And you never saw any sap around the base or further up the tree?
What has happened the last 2 or 3 years is a catbird. He comes and builds a nest in every year.
Okay.
So about 3 years ago, about a foot radius around her nest, the tree turned brown.
Huh.
And so as soon as the baby left, I threw the nest out and have not let her come back the rest of that year. And she's smarter than I am. She built again next year, and it did the same thing again. And I'm wondering if she didn't bring a disease with her. I don't know.
Yeah. Obviously, something's getting kind of inoculated or, you know, her little sap suckers. But when those trees start oozing, it's vascular, I guess, is what you could say, and it just spreads through the tree like wildfire.
Did you get it as a Christmas tree, Dave?
I bought it at Casey's Garden Center in Goldsboro, and Mr. Daniel Casey said, you're going to need a 10 bucket to put that in. And I said, Mr. Casey, it's going to fit in a 5-gallon bucket because I was going to put it in my house. It shattered that 5-gallon bucket when I put it in.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that you would find a white pine for sale in Goldsboro, North Carolina.
I know.
Yeah.
How about that?
I remember selling bald and burlap hemlocks, white pines.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
The disease got the hemlocks, I guess.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought it for a Christmas tree to go in the house. Planted it after.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. We didn't have a lot of Fraser firs down east that we could even buy. Of course, we couldn't grow them, but we couldn't buy them either.
And Norway spruces, that was another good B&B.
Yeah, so we used pines and cedars.
Many home up home, Dave, white pine paneling stained.
Okay. Yeah.
That was the favorite thing in the 60s and 50s
sure.
and 60s.
Yeah.
White pine paneling.
I've kept mine at 6 feet tall. When I put lights on top of Christmas tree, my white pine, I use turn a broom upside down and stick the wire, you know, through the little bristles in the broom, and I can reach the top of it that way. So, no ladder climbing for me.
One step's enough for me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thinking about it too much for me right now.
I understand.
But I really appreciate your program. I enjoy it. Try to listen to it. Well, if I'm in the car on Saturday, I'm listening to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and I'm sorry to have left you on hold so long, but that's one of my problems that I have yet to work out, and forgive me for it. But also, I want you to promise me that you'll come to one of our remotes sometime so you can meet Rufus.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't going to be around forever, none of us, so come on out.
I'm walking with a cane now, so I got to be one where I'm pretty close by.
Yeah. Well, you come join us sometime, Dave.
Thank you, and I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dave. Safe trip.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye.
All right. Craig is with us. We're going to take a break coming up. We'll be talking to Craig here in a moment on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. It's 9:48. All right, we're back here on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here, along with Rufus Edmiston. Nelson Cox is here, and so is Craig in Raleigh. Hey, Craig.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, we are doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm enjoying this 10% chance of rain we got.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I think it's lower than 10%, just looking at the radar. I haven't. Have you seen any drops?
Oh, yes, sir. We got some good rain this morning. I was supposed to be out working in the yard. And,
no kidding. You sure you're not hallucinating, Craig? I haven't seen any rain. How about that? What is rain? Yeah.
That fellow that you just talked to, y'all didn't answer my question. My question is about the trees dying in my yard.
Ooh.
I came over here 6 months ago. Everything's perfect. Everything's green. It's fine. And then starting about 2 weeks ago, every tree starts dying. And it's not just my yard.
What kind of trees?
I go throughout the city of Raleigh. Every tree is dying. Every leaf on the tree is coming down. It's going to be the city of Uggs, not the city of Oaks. What is happening to these trees?
What kind of trees are you talking about?
Every kind of tree. The leaves were green, and now they're falling off. And they're
well, it's fall. Ground. They're supposed to fall off. They're deciduous.
They're supposed to fall off.
Pardon?
They're supposed to fall off?
Yeah, if they're deciduous trees. Are they oak trees?
They're every kind of tree but them needle trees.
They're supposed to fall off.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Well, let me ask you a question. My neighbor must know something because he's collecting them. And he's putting them in a... How do you get them back up there?
collecting what? Needles?
Yeah, he's collecting leaves.
How does he get them back secured to the tree?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I guess a little glue.
There you go.
Well,
that's kind of tedious.
My other neighbor is taking them, blowing them down the street, and stuffing them down the storm drain.
That's bad.
That's bad. That's real bad. Yeah. He ought to, as Ann Clapp used to say, he ought to leave the leaves. If they're on the grass, you can blow them off into a natural area or make a compost pile. You could grind them up.
Would you put them in your bed, or would they be?
They'd be great. And, they're nice mulch. They're going to break down eventually and give your plants some nutrients. That's what I've always done. Or you can, if you have a mulching mower, you can mulch, keep it in good shape. You can mulch the leaves while you're cutting your grass, things like that, if you don't have too many leaves.
Trees are not dying.
Craig,
I think trees aren't dying, bud.
I think it's a little early for the leaves to be falling. And I think this dry spell we've had has exacerbated that a little bit. And these leaves falling off just... It's time.
Where are you from? Are you from the North Carolina area?
No, ma'am. I came from Bermuda. I was looking for a more place to live, so I decided to come to North Carolina.
Oh no! What are you so astounded then when you see these? Think these trees are dead? They're just losing their hair.
Oh, okay. Well, we got some of that going on over here too.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So you suggest mulch them up, put them in the plant bed, be okay.
Absolutely.
Well, mulching.
Best mulch you can have.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that will be
Or start a compost pile.
Okay, that sounds good, too.
Yeah, you got to be right on with that. A little green, a little brown. What else we need for the compost pile, Nelsa?
Some nitrogen.
Nitrogen, yeah,
yep.
Of some kind.
You go to the store and get
just get some fertilizer.
Get a little 10-10-10.
Get some 10-10-10 and put on there. And
you can get compost starter, that type of thing.
Yeah, something that's already broken down a little bit. Something that already has a little good bacteria in it that'll help.
Leaves are your best friends, Craig, in a garden.
They are. And
well, I'm glad to hear that. And they'll come back. They'll get green again.
They'll come back, I guarantee.
Yes, sir.
As Justin Wilson used to say.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you for that tip. I'll start.
So things are not dying around you. They're just changing clothes.
Well, great. Well, Rufus, I got one more thing to tell you.
Go ahead.
Don't be the person your cat thinks you are.
Boy, now I'll tell you.
Well,
Now, that would worry me because I like cats, but I'm not a cat person, as you might tell.
Well, you can't.
I believe they belong outside.
You can't
vole hunting.
You can't trust them. You can't trust a cat.
Yeah.
They have their own mind. They do whatever they want.
Well, that's mean, Craig. You must listen a lot to the show because you know what my parting words are. Be the person your dog
and
thinks
he,
you are.
And he is pulling our legs while he's saying all this.
I think so.
Thank you, Craig.
Rufus, the Goober said hey.
Okay. Craig, you take it easy now. Watch for those leaves. Don't let one hit you.
Will do. Thank you.
High five. Yeah. He had us going there for a second.
That's going there a little bit.
He did.
A little bit.
That was good. I'm from Bermuda.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They have evergreens there. They drop leaves, too. Just not at the same rate. Not all at one time. Do you have a ginkgo in your neighborhood?
Well, at my farm, yeah.
You any geckos?
No. Yeah. Okay.
Ginkgos. Ginkgos are so pretty. There's one, I was telling Rufus about it, he's probably seen it before, in Georgetown up in Washington.
Oh, gosh.
There are several in Georgetown. There's one on the campus of this small little stone Episcopal church that's probably 200 years old that is just huge, and it's probably as old as the church.
And the plant that roamed when the dinosaurs roamed.
Yep.
Bright yellow. I love them.
Well, our friend...
We got 10 seconds, Rufus.
Yeah, I have a ginkgo in a pot that's about a foot tall.
Well, you're an optimist.
So
you're an optimist.
Yeah.
Well, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up.